It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, on this Whiskey Quickie, we're going to be knocking on heaven's door, but this is a special limited edition version because this is their Master Blenders edition. Now, this is a limited edition collaboration that was done, and it's a first of their kind. So they brought Master Blenders Ryan Perry from Heaven's Door, as well as Billy Layton from Redbreast, to come and take a 10-year low-rye bourbon and finish it for 15 months in a 12-year-old Irish whiskey cask that was also formerly used for Spanish sherry. I know. So this is going to be all over the place.
It's Redbreast, isn't it?
It is.
I love Redbreast.
I know. You're a big fan of it.
Yeah.
And this is 100 proof, priced at $100. And it's a 10-year-old bourbon that kind of went into it. So excited to kind of see what these Master Blenders came up with. I know that when we looked at the press release, they said they went through a lot of iterations of trying to figure out what the blend was going to be. And it took a while to finally come down to this one. So,
is it Tennessee bourbon?
I don't know. That's the thing, is that it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say distilled anywhere, because if it's finished in something, you don't actually have to say where it was distilled.
Ah, there you go.
Because it's a whiskey specialty at that point by the TTB.
Very specialty.
Very smart.
I know.
All right.
When you start your own whiskey brand, you start learning these things, you know.
Let's get knocking.
All right. On the nose. Yeah.
I know what state it's from.
Yeah, it's Tennessee. It's definitely Tennessee. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
We enjoy it.
Yeah, classic Tennessee notes. I mean, there's not a ton of like orange vitamin, you know, that people dislike about it. Got a lot of sweet oak, a slight bit of orange.
But is that Spanish sherry kind of coming in for you a little bit? Because that was used to also age the Irish whiskey too.
Yeah, I guess there's some dried fruits opening up. Some fruitiness on it, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. All right, let's go with the note, or go with the taste here.
The sherry is really coming through on the palate.
Yeah. It's not overpowering, but it definitely coats the tongue.
Yeah, I get some light like cherry juice and like kind of bitter Aperol kind of flavors going on with the front end. Then it kind of opens up into those classic Tennessee notes. Got some kind of brown sugar, a little buttery, but a little bit of those orange peel notes too on it. So
yeah, there's nothing that was like overdone with
no,
it.
No, no, no.
I think it was, it's definitely like...
It's a nice, delicate sipper. That would be nice.
That's what
drinking in your library with your glasses.
For age 15 months in a secondary barrel, you'd think it would be like overpowering, but it's definitely not.
No.
At all. So let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose.
I liked it. Thumbs up.
I think so too. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
I do.
It's nothing overpowering, but there's a lot of layers of flavor that moves through the palate on it.
And if you're one of those people that hate those mineral notes, like a lot of it is dissipated. It is, I don't want to like toot our own horn here, but you know, when we go and select a lot of our Pursuit Series barrels, we try to get fine barrels that don't match that profile. And this, I feel, matches that kind of profile that we align with a lot.
We went no enzymes.
Exactly. And on the finish?
Sideways. I mean, it's very delicate and light, so it kind of falls off at the end. I mean, some people would, you know, like that because it's smooth or, you know, easy. But for me, I just like a little bit more elevated, but overall, very good.
For sure. All right. Well, cheers, everybody. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Knock, knock.